So then she doesn't have to be chayshish anymore. So it's only because of the sheet of the war, so mele, it's not shayach to be mach. The rabbi will be poskim somnim tzor zayin ikim, if she already counted zayin ikim once. We can be there with zakim dike, achas der zayin, mikul alme, we can call it kabin zeu, milivrayim, so mele, it's not shayach to be mach mele. But there is a machleket between the Taz and the Shach. According to the Taz, if the Chosin didn't show up and then he sent a message, something happened, so then even if she made a B'dike every day afterwards, she still has to start counting Zayin Nikim in you. According to the Shach, the Masnei Yom in the Shach, even if she didn't make any additional B'dikes in the days following the day when the wedding was supposed to have taken place, so she still does not have to count Zayin Nikim in you. Ova vikin soteres man zevich in chosin shepios kavos in ido kedem shebo aleoli is yachid imo elu yoshin min anoshin v'yishen yo min anoshin yeshen rim imo yisoteiro kishen yiso kishen oso v'lu ibo aleo upios on ido ahakein v'yitzri choshim urei the reason she doesn't yishen that if let's say that when do we say that if Pir Sonido, if the Kali was Pir Sonido, so then he's also B'Yichud. He's also B'Yichud. That is only if he's Pir Sonido the same night. So Mele, there is example. Mashein came if, let's say, she was not Pir Sonido the night of Nisui. And he had an opportunity to be Peyo Bilas Nisui. But one night passed by and he was Meneya himself of the Bilas Mitzvah, second night, the third night, and then after a few days passed by, she became an idol. But he still was not Beil Bilas Mitzvah. So in such a case, there is Ishides HaRishayim that is Mutar B'Yichud. Because since she was there and he had an opportunity to be Beil Bilas Mitzvah, so that shows that he's not so old. So it's not so Yitzri Tokve. So Mele, there is no Yisra of Yichud. But the Shulchan Aruch doesn't pass him like this. So he said, Yei Shemri mi moishoteo kshen Yisei zu libo ala o pirso. Nida hakeni Yitzri Hoshimo et. Vamach mi, so it's not, Vamach mi otov yolevoch. In other words, the proper thing is not to have Yichud. Now, what's the shita? There's the shita of the Trumas Hadeshim. Trumas Hadeshim. So, the Trumas Hadeshim mentions the shita of Hashem, but the Trumas Hadeshim himself says, V'yamach mir tov v'yol v'roche. What's the pshat? What kind of a din is it? Just because he had an opportunity to be paid on the mitzvah and he didn't? Now, the shaila is this, and that we'll see in the other machlekes. Now, let's see the other machlekes. Vein lechalik was ebim bochol almo, ebsul el almo no. Yei sheimrim shasur al yachid imei, b'yeim k'moi b'laylo. Now, the Gemara says in Ksuvis, that if the chosn is pirso kalo, nido, before bilas mitzvah, so hu yoshin bin anoshin, v'hi yisheno bin anoshin. So there is a shite, as a rishenim, that tushmir as a rishenim. In other words, Tushmiras are required. And there is a shite, no, that not Tushmiras, it's lav dafke hu yoshim bin anoshim bin yishim bin anoshim. It means either she sleeps with the women, so maybe there is no Yisra Yichud, or he sleeps with the men, so maybe there is no Yisra Yichud. That means, it's not shayach. If they are in separate homes, so then it's not shayach. To say that she has to sleep with among the women and he has to sleep among the men, if there are two separate houses, two separate apartments, so it's not shayach, so she can sleep all by herself in her apartment and he can sleep all by himself in his apartment. That means if it's in the same apartment, so then, but he'll sleep in one room and she'll sleep, the caller will sleep in another room. So then the halacha is, according to some rishonim, that a woman must sleep with her in the room and the man must sleep with him in the room. Otherwise there is exile. So, in other words, if there is just one shmire, in other words, if a, let's say, a young sister sleeps with the kala in the room, and then the chosn cannot sleep in another room in the same apartment by himself, because there is exam. There is exam. And the other shame saying that it doesn't mean that he, shame, or both are required. Either, in other words, to avoid yichud. So he says, "Yei shemrim she'asur liyachidim mibiyim kmo belayl v'imtzorich liyesh teishmiris rakhu bein anoshim moihi bein anoshim tur b'shem rosh tur b'shem rosh." So what's the shita of the rosh? I mean that the same thing applies to the daytime as it applies to the nighttime. Now it's not shayach to say in the daytime that they're required to shmiras. So that's only in the nighttime. So if we say that the same aloha applies in the daytime, so then we have to say there's a shita of the Rosh. That when the Gemara says, "Hu yoshim bin anoshim bi yishino bin anoshim," it doesn't mean both. It means either he sleeps with a man in his room, or she sleeps with a woman in her room, in order there shouldn't be yichud. In order that there shouldn't be yichud, some emailer, and the same is a yichud applies in the daytime too. That's the sheet of the Rosh. V'yei she'imrim di belaylo tzorich shtei shmires uv'yei mutal is yachid. The sheet is arrived is no. The sheet is arrived is that b'yeim even vitz pirs or kalonido, so b'yeim is mutal teres is yachid. But Balailo, so even if there is no Yichud, it's still Osir. But Balailo will require two shmiras. And then there is a third shita, and this is the way the Ramo is machia. Ve'aminak likach koton itzel achoson uktano itzel akalo ve'imisyachadim b'yeim b'loy koton oiktano. It's not right. Balailo, so we require the minigis, that's a third shita. So actually, there are three shittas of Hashem. The shita of the Rosh and the shita of the Raivet, and then there is another shita, and there are more paschas like that shita. That Balailo, the fact that there is no yichud is not enough. We require two shmiras. What does it mean, we require two shmiras? In other words, if they all sleep in the same apartment, in the same house, but they have different rooms, so Mimele, they require two shmiras. So you cannot, the Kali cannot sleep with her sister in one room. And then the chosn will sleep in the other room by himself, because it requires two shmiras. And but b'yeim, we do not require two shmiras, but yichud is also. So what's the shaila? And then the sheet of the raivet is that b'yeim the chosn can be misyachit with the kala even though she is pirsonido before bilas mitzvah. But balaylo, even if there is one shmiras, so there is no yichud. Let's say the younger sister of the kale sleeps with the kale in one room, and the chosn wants to sleep in the other room. He wants to sleep in the other room, he's not allowed. Unless, let's say, a brother of the chosn or another man sleeps with the chosn in the other room. So, b'yeim, there is yichud is mutal gam. So we see now, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Suga bashishani. So that implies that the Baal is mutal is yachid in Mishnimi. Sugar Vashishan. So, but we say that if Pilson Nido killed Pilas Mitzvah, so then he's also is yachid. So the question is, what does it mean? Does it mean that the Xeras HaKosov of Sugar Vashishan only applies after Pilas Mitzvah, but Kedem Bilas Mitzvah, the Xeras HaKosov of Sugar Vashishan doesn't apply, or the Xeras HaKosov of Sugar Vashishanim applies even Kede Bilas Mitzvah? It's a loche that a wife is Mufke of the Yisayichut. It doesn't make any difference whether Bolel Bilas Mitzvah or not Bolel Mitzvah. There's exactly a kosher of Sugar Vashishanim. It's Mufke of the Yisayichut by wife, even if Loi Bolel Bilas Mitzvah. But if Loi Bolel Bilas Mitzvah, so it's a separate Xeira. It has nothing to do with the Yisayichut. It's a separate Xeira. That's the Shin Zarai. You see, the Rabbit says that even if Pierce or Kalonido, before the Chuppah, so still, B'yeim is Mutal Yisyachit. Why Mutal Yisyachit? She's an Ide. And it's Yitzchak Tokiv. So the answer is, the Shita's Raivan is, Yitzri Tokif is a reason as to why the Chachomim made a special Zere, Balayla. But it's, Yichud is not also, so Beyein, he's Mutter, because he's Mufke of the Yisa Yichud, she's married to him. So it's Mufke of the Yisa Yichud. Suga Bashishani, the Shita of the Roshi is no. The Pshat in Suga Bashishani, the Pshat in Suga Bashishani is that only Bola Blas Mitzvah, so the Xerzakosu of Suga Bashishani applies. But until is Bola Blas Mitzvah, so then the Xerzakosu of Suga Bashishani doesn't even apply. So in Mele, even Beyeim is also in Yachid. And Belaila too, there is no special Xerah. So Xerah. Now, the Ramoh, then there is a third chitty. And this is, the Ramoh is Machmir like the third chitty. The Ramoh is Machmir like the third chitty. But it seems, not that the Ramoh paskens like that, that he says, Minek Misarachumre. I'm going to explain how, I mean, why I say that. Because the third chitta apparently holds that they are both halachas. First of all, as long as it's Yitzchei Tokfei, as we ball a Bilas Mitzvah, so the Gzeras HaKosuf of Suga Bashishanim doesn't apply. But then, in regard to sleeping in the same house, there is a special Gzera. So the Chachomim assert to sleep in the same house with the Kale, unless there are two Shniras. Even if there is no Yichud. Because let's say her younger sister sleeps with her in one room, and then he cannot sleep in any other room of the apartment. Unless there is someone who sleeps, say there is a man who sleeps with him in the other room of the apartment. Why? Because that chitta holds that there are two halachas. First of all, the Gzeras HaKosuf of Suga Bashishani only applies if Bo'olel Bilas Mitzvah. So the male, if Lloyd Bo'olel Bilas Mitzvah, so even by Yehim, he's also mitzvah, the regular is a Yichud. Just as he is also to be misyachid with another woman, so he is also to be misyachid with his own kale. And then, but there is a special gzeira, the balaylo. So it requires two shniras. But when the Ramoh doesn't say v'aloche v'yeshemrim shebeyim tzorich litei likach kotnei tzlachosnu ktanu tzakalo. He doesn't say that. He says, because here the Ramoh said before, so what does it mean in Tzri Hoshimur 8? Not even one Shmira is required. It doesn't mean in Tzri Hoshimur 8 two Shmiras not, but one Shmira yes. He means, as long as she was a Teiro the first night, and he wasn't Bo'olel Bilas Mitzvah, and then the next day she became an Ido, so he's Mutar to be Misyachit. So he's Mutar to be Misyachit. That Chite can only accord with the Shita's Raivet. Can only accord with the Shita's Raivet. That the Raivet says, that the Belaivo Tzorich Shtei Shmires Uviyei Mutar Misyachit. So the Raivet Shita is that the Xerzakosov of Suba B'Shishanim applies to every Kalo, even Loi Bo'olel Bilas Mitzvah. But Belaivo, there is a special Gzere. It's a special Gzere. So if we say that the Xerzakosov of Suba B'Shishanim applies even to a case where Loi Bo'olel Bilas Mitzvah, but it's only a special Zere. Why did the Chachamim make a special Zere? Because Yitzri Tokfei. So in the case where he had an opportunity to be Bo'olel Bilas Mitzvah the first night, and he didn't do it, so that shows that he's not load, that it's not Yitzri Tokfei, so that special Zere doesn't apply. But if we are going to assume that the Gzeras HaKosuf of Suga Bashishanim applies only to a woman who was already Bo'olel Bilas Mitzvah, so Memele, what difference does it make? Whether he was load, he wasn't load, the Gzeras HaKosuf of Suga Bashishanim doesn't apply to her. So Mimele is also Beichud. So obviously, this aloche that Yeshem Moisa Teo Kishenoso will be Boral, who Pearson Ido Ahakain, in its Rihoshimo Eid, according to the sheet of the Raivit. Now, since the Ramo says in respect to that, Vamach Mirtov Yolo Proche, so that means that the Ramo really agrees with the Dini with the sheet of the Raivit. So, but he says, Amach Mirtov Yolo Proche. So, Mimele, when the Ramo says at the end, Vaminig Likach, ואמינג ליקח קוטנה אצל החוסון וקטנו אצל הקלו ונמסיירדים ביי בלוי קוטנו וקטנו. So that is based upon the שיטה that there are two הלוחס. First of all, סוג of השישנים doesn't apply to a case where לוי בועל או בלס מצווה, and then there is a special גזירה of two שימורים לגבי לילו. So, but that cannot accord in the שיטה זרעיבת. But the Ramo apparently passes me because the dinner like she has arrived. So that's why he says Vaminik. In other words, the Minik is to me Machmia. But Mikra the dinner, it seems that the Ramo passes like the Raivet. That by Ishtay, even if we ball or Bila Svitzve, so the Sugar Bashishanim, the Sakosov of Sugar Bashishanim does apply. But there is a special. So the Mele Beyein, Yichud is Mutaligamre. And Balailo, there is a special Zere. And even no yichud is not enough. One shmira is not enough. We require two shmiras. Alright. Marzek Roshose Yitzrich Oleishiv Shivaniki. Now, I told you on Friday that on Monday we'll go over Simen Kuf Tzadik Gimel, I mean, should take us a few minutes only, and Kuf Tzadik Dalet, and then on Tuesday we'll go over Kuf Tzadik Vov. And then on Wednesday, Kuf Tzadik Hei. But I think that we should follow up the order. So for tomorrow, we should go over Simen Kuf Tzadik Gimel, Kuf Tzadik Dalet, and also Kuf Tzadik Hei, which is not a difficult thing. That's for tomorrow. For tomorrow. And then we'll spend some more time on Simen Kuf Tzadik Vov, because Kuf Tzadik Vov is a very important semen that we have to go over inside Shachs and Tazit. Deals with the aloches in regard to Kenis Absulim, in regard to Damsul. Now, so you have the Takones HaMishneh, and then we have Takones Chazal, Takones HaMroim, and then we have the Takones HaGein. Now, so the Mishneh, so there are four categories in regard to Damsul. Tineke shel yigiyas man liris, that means a ktano. This is the first category. The second category is a naro shel yuraso, a naro b'beisavio shel yuraso. The third category is a naro shel yuraso. And the fourth category is a begres. Now, begres, so you can have a begres shelo yiraso adayin, and you can have a begres shelo asofo. So the Mishnah says, Tineke shelo yigi azmano daf samadal and beis, Tineke shelo yigi azmano lireis v'nireis, this is the first category. So b'shama yemrim neisla arbaleleis, but then arbaleleis can be four leiles in the course of the whole year. So this is the first category. The second category is Higias Manoliris Vinicis. Manoliris Vinicis. And she did not see it yet. She did not see them yet. So Bishama Yemrim Neisno Lilo Rishon. And Basil say, Ad Mitzoy Shabbos Arba Lilis. There's a second category. The third category is Roa Soveid of Beisavio. If she is an Arab that already saw Dam Beisavio and Nisais, so Bishamayim Rim Nason Lobilas Mitzvah, Many beers, but only one night. So that's the third category. And then, Omarav, that's the mission. So the Gemara says, Omarav, Beigres Nesno Lilo Rishi. The Hanemile Shaloi Roaso. Avul Roaso, Inlo Elo Bilas Mitzvah. So by Beigres, the Mishnah mentions three categories. And then Rav discusses the status of Beigres. But when Rav discusses the status of Beigres, it's also according to the Takone of the Tanoim. Except that the Mishnah doesn't spell it out. So it's mentioned in the Braise. But this is all based upon the Takone Tanoim. Omar Rav Beigres Neisno Lailo Rishim. The fourth category consists of a beigres. So we have two types of beigres. If you want, you can call that. You can say there are five categories. It's a matter of semantics. So Rav says beigres. It depends. If it's loy roaso adayin, so then there is no lay origin. But if roaso, ain lo olo bilas mitzvah. That's mitzad takones chach me'amish. That's the aloha mitzad takones chach me'amish. Now, the Gemara says, the Tanya, Rabbi Seinu, Chozlo, Vinimnu, Beil Bilas Mitzvah, Peres. Beil Bilas Mitzvah, Peres. So there is a machlekes Rishayim, that's mitzat takones chachmi agmor. So according to Rashi, and probably most Rishayim, so mitzat takones chachmi agmor, so this takone of Beil Bilas Mitzvah, Peres applies to all the categories of women. Even to Ktano, Shalu Roaso, Shalu Yigiel, Ime Yanur. So, Mitzat, the din of Mitzat, Akonez Chachmea Mishne, so the Alochi, Bisil, say, Achetich Yamako. Achetich Yamako. But, Mitzat, Takonez Chachmea Gmore, so only Beil Bilas Mitzvah Peres. This is the sheet of Rashi. Now, and it's the sheet of the Raivet also, Balanevich. But most Rishayim probably. The Rambam Shite is to the contrary. We discussed all that, when learning Gemara. Oh. The Rambam Shite is that this takone by Chachmei Admore, Beil Bilas Mitzvah Peireish, does not apply to all the categories of women. It only applies to a narrow Sheroaso Beis Avir. So mitzat the takone is Chachmei Amishne, Dalor Bisil say that Kolalai Lokulo. So it's called a lakulo. So the takonis chachme admore is only beil bilas mitzvah peres. Masheinke, if she's a ktano, so then even mitzat takonis chachme admore. Even mitzat takonis chachme admore. So she's muteres achetich yamak. So because that's the sheet of so the Rambam came with his sorbia says, halochi yite says as follows. Nisis kishinaro im loy rasom yomero dam haris meteres le bailo abo yomim beyeim u belailo afo pisha dam sheisis vihu shel choy samak vim roaso dam in other words nisis kishinaro im loy roaso im yomero dam so in other words this takone of chachme agmore beil bilas mitzvah peres applies only to a naro she roaso beis avio but it does not apply to a narrow that lo yoraso, and certainly does not apply to a ktan. So he says, "Nisis kishen narrow im lo yoraso miyomei odam." So first, the Rambam, we should see what the Rambam says in Perikei Milchesori Bi Aloch Yitres. Dam surim toyeru veini loy dam nido veloy dam zivo sheini min hamoker elot moy dam chabur v'chitzad din apsulo bidomi im niseis ktano bein loy roas odam yomer bein sheroas odam bibisavio areizu muteres lebayo. So without a limit. But the Gemara says, Rabbi Seinu Chosro v'nimnu beyod las mitzvah perei, so they were meisiv and the din of the Mishneh. The answer is, that applies only to Naro Sheroaso v'zavir. But Ktano remained the way it is from the point of view of the Mishneh. So then, Nisis Kishinaro in Ruas of Miladama, the Terrace of Baila, Boyom Rabbi Yerolido, Avon Fishadam Shakim, Shohoizamak, Vim Roas of Dam Pisavi of Hakeni says, Ailey Lovey Aleo, Elubili Shaino Pairs. In other words, because according to the Dina Mishneh, so he has Kola Laila, even many peers. But according to the Takone of Rabbi Seino of the Chachme Agmore, so only Blas Mitzvah. Vihir Dam Sulim Zekil, it's Blas Mitzvah. Ubeigres Shaliroasu Yomero Nasnu Kolai Lorishi. And the Rambam Shinas Aramba means that even a Beigres, but if the Beigres is a Beigres, so that Loiroasu Yomero, in other words, she's a Beigres. What does a Beigres mean? 12 and 6 months old. So it's possible that Loiroasu Yomero. So that Beigres is Nasnu Kolai Lorishi. So the Takone of the Chachmi Agmor of Rabbi Seinu applies only to a narrow sheroaso. Beigres sheroaso, nachayach, so even from the point of view of the Mishneh, so it's only Beil Bilas Mitzvotech. But then the Rambam, in Perik Yudalev, Milchas Yisori Pieh, he mentions that the Geinim of Misakei, that Kol Psulo Shenisez, even Ktano Sheroaso Miyomeo, so only Beil Bilas Mitzvotech. What according to the Raivet and Rashi, so is it a kones Chachmi Agmore? Is it a kones of Rabbi Seinu? So according to the Rambam, it's only a kones again. So in Perikei, where he mentioned it in the Gemore, doesn't discuss takones againi. So he mentions Beil Bilas Mitzvah Perish only in regard to Naro Sheroaso, but. In the Yudalev, Meilchas Yisuri Bia Aloch Eches, he says, Vichei Din Vidin Ze Bimei Agini Mischadish. Then, Vehim Gozru Shol Yeshom Damte Aklav. And then he says, in Aloch Eches, Vichei Din Damsum Bismanaze. Also, it Takones again. Shafil Hoy Soktano Shol Yigias Mana Liris. So Alright. Now let's see the Torah. Hakenis is Absulo Beil Bilas Mitzvah Peiris Miyat Afilik Tano Shalidias Manaliris. So that's according to everybody, even according to the Rambam. The Chol Apoches is not according to again. Va'afilu beigre shekolu psoleo. Umi o'eis epsilo. Umi o'eis eivilo. Geimer kidarg. Beivachai. Now what does he say, the two? Afilu iktano shol igiyas manu lireitz. Ibeil bilas mitzvah upeireitz. He says, "We also vafilu beigres shekolu psoleo shokelu psoleo." So what? Even beigres? So he has to be paid. He has to be las mitzvah. On the contrary, beigres certainly has to be paid. So what's the pshat? Vafilu peigres. She come up so leo amini. It's strange. He says, the takin is absulo, so he has to be peigres after the first beer. And she has to start counting zayniki. So he says, afilu iktano, you understand? And then he says, vafilu peigres. She come up so leo. So he has to begin. So that is not only Ktano, even Begres. I mean, that doesn't make sense. Begres, certainly. So that's what the Bas Yosef made the question. Umashikos Rabbeinu, Afil Begres, she called Psoleo, and the Yushe, Dikal Mema, the other Rabbi, he and his senes, Mishim, the Kong of Psoleo, Eino, no tailing dam, Zevi dam, Suli, Elohim, Rim dam, Namokio. So what's the Chidesh of Afil Begres? So the Bas Yosef says, I mean, that there is no other Pshat. So, because he says, because there is a shittes avisheni, there is, we don't pass like that. That akenes is absurd. So eila yelo bilas mitzvah, since the Gemara says that where the woman is pierced on nidon in the midst of tashmish, so he has to be perish beiva mes shanoyele bitziyosei kmei bibiyosei moi bechlisosei. So Mimele, there is a shittes avisheni. The Ravid mentions that shittes, but we don't pass by that. That since Hakenes is absulo, so is Beil Bilas Mitzvah Peirish, that means, why? Because of the Damsulim. So even though Midraisi, she doesn't become a Nido by seeing Damsulim, because Damsulim Midraisi is like Damako. But Midrabonon, the Chachomim Misake, that because of the Damsulim, so she has to count Zaynikim. So the Leila the Ravid says, mentions Ishite, since Midrabonon. So, it Damsulim makes her a Nido. So, even the Bilas Mitzvah, he has to be Peiris Beivames. But we don't pass like that. Why? Because since it's only Takonis Chachomim, so the Chachomim, Ligabe, dead Bilas Mitzvah, the Chachomim won't matter. Even though it's Hanoele, Bitsiosik, Moibach Nisosik. So this is what he says. Umiu beisibilo gima kitarki vivachai. It doesn't have to be peiris beiva mes. So the Bas Yosef says this is what the Torah means. Vafilu beigres shekolup soleo. So then, I would say that if, let's say, in the midst of the tashmish, she feels that she has a flow of dam, and since she's a beigres shekolup soleo, so one could argue should be cheshish. Maybe that's dam nido. So Kamashwa, no. Why should she be Cheshin as Damnido? Because even Beikra, she called Psaleo, but still, it is very likely that it's a result of the Tashmish, of the first Bia, so there is an abundant flow. So the Vafilu relates, modifies the expression that follows it. Vafilu Beikra, she called Psaleo. So even we got to a Beikra, she called Psaleo. So it's game a Kidal Kibibacha. All right. Now, so then there is a machlekes v'shem. Now, so is Beil Bilas Mitzvah perish? So some v'shem say, when do we say Beil Bilas Mitzvah perish? And she has to count Zayinikim. If she has a flow of dam, but suppose it was Beil Bilas Mitzvah the psulo, and she doesn't see any dam, so then he doesn't have to be perish. And the v'shem will say no. That the Hakonas Chachomim was Beil Bilas Mitzvah Peiris, even if she doesn't see any dam. But if she doesn't see any dam, why should it be Peiris? So there is not even dam psulim. The answer is, it's possible that there was a little bit of dam, but chifo shech vazera. So mimele, he has to be Peiris. And the two pasukos like that. So he says, Vafu botko v'limbo tse dam pneyo. Shemo roa so tipas dam kechal v'chipo ushek vazera u'tzricho shetifzik pitar v'tivdei kol zayin v'litasre limneis adim chamishe al yishimusha k'mo inido chamishe shimusha. In other words, you see, that has to do with the number of days that the regular nido has to count. So the psak of the Ramo is that she has to count 5 unclean days and then start, then we have sektar on the 5th day and count Zaynikim. So that's only regard to irregularly. So she has to count 5 and seven. But Halisa is Apsula, so she's not in Ilo Midraisa, even if she has an abundant flow of dam, because it's Damsul. So it's only Midrabonon. So in Mele, she has to count four and seven, not five and seven. So this is true even according to the Psak of the Ramon. But the two shita is that any nido, she doesn't have to count five and seven, only four and seven. But the same aloche is mentioned by the Ramo also. Even though the Psak of the Ramo is a regular nido, has to count five and seven, there is an extra day because of the Choshe, of Bina Shmoshe, and so on. But Ligabe, Kenis is Apsulo, we don't apply this Chumre of the fifth day, only four and seven. But as far as the two is concerned, so there is no Chidesh, because the two Shita is, even in regard to a regular nido, she only has to count four and seven, not five and seven. All right. וצריך או שתפסיק בתאווה ותיל לכל זין ולטס חלים ניסדים חמישו ושימושו כמו נידו ונאי הגימו בכל דיני נידו לעין החוקי אלו שנידו גמורו עושו לו אלישנה ומתוסו אף וכשאינו במיתו so all that רבונונס דה החוקס לגבי איש די נידו apply to this to the פסולו also even though she is not in Ido Midrais except that in regard to a regular nido, so it's also really bad, which no mitoso afilu kisheino bimito, who bikalo, where she is not a regular nido. When he says bikalo muta lish misemito, he means where she is not a regular nido. If the kalo is pierce a nido, so then it's the same aloche like any other nido. But with this kind of kalo, where she is not a nido, only because of damsuni. So the kalo mutal vishem is a mitol achashom the metzli afilu bisonin shadam. Simin kufsaligin. Hakenis is absulo. Beil bilas mitzvah v'geima v'yosei u'peiris miyad afilu hiktano shalo yigiyas manu liris v'lo yroaso v'afilu potko v'li motzo dam d'meyo shemo roaso tipes dam kechalbo v'chipo u'shech v'zera. There is a machlekes rashen. So the mechava paskins l'chumre, just like the two. In other words, that even if lo yroaso tipes dam, so he also has to be peiris. V'yesh ba'kilin lo yiro asodam. The Agoris Maimonides says, no, if lo yiro asodam, so she doesn't have to be perish in lo yiro asodam. But the Ramo is machia, he makes it short. V'no agol hoki, im lo yigomar bie rakherobo, v'lo yiro asodam, avol im bo leo bio mamesh, tzorich lifris mimeno, afal pi shelo yiro asodam. Afal pi shelo yiro asodam. In other words, the Ramo Paskins as follows. It all depends. If she saw dam, even if the Baal was not Gema Biyose, so he has to be perished if she saw dam. But if she didn't see dam, only if he was Gema Biyose. But if he wasn't Gema Biyose, just Aroye, so then he doesn't have to be perished. So she's Mutaristin. This is the Psak of the Ramo. Now, there is a machleket between the Sidretare and the Yehude. What does it mean? Im v'noagol hokeli im loy gomabir. Im loy gomabir. According to Sidretare, so gomabir means if he penetrated completely. But if the whole Eva didn't penetrate, just part of the Eva, not the whole Eva, so then and she didn't see dam, so she's muteres. And the Nidbehude says that if the Torah penetrated and a little bit of the Git penetrated, even though it didn't penetrate completely, so mainly it's considered like goma bios. Ubal nefesh yochesh la'atzme shol nisrei b'tenekin. It's a difficult expression, but as the Tara explains it, that it means, in other words, that the Ramo has referenced the same thing that the Shach discusses in Simen Kuf Tzadik Beis, Sif Yud Aleph. So he says, V'nire, Shodioidne Shaminek Sholilive, Rak Acha Beis V'Gimul Yomim Acha Ramisuim, Aval Pishulinek Shol Shtus V'yesh V'Yisa V'Kamotayim Taimi, V'Nochel L'Vatloi V'Komok V'Kim Shaminekach. So in other words, he criticizes this practice of postponing the Bilas Mitzvah for several nights. So that's not proper. He says it's against the din. So this is what Ramo says, that the Bal Nefesh, so the proper thing is, not only is it improper to postpone the Bilas Mitzvah, but it's even improper if the Baal can be game of Yosei the first night, and he doesn't do it, so then that's not the proper thing either. That's what it means. So Bal Nefesh Yochesh La'atzmei Shel Nisrei B'tenekes, it means that Bal Nefesh Yochesh La'atzmei, that he shouldn't try to make Haroe and not be game of Yosei. Utzricho Shetivsek B'tar V'tivdei Kol Shimon V'litaschil Rimnei Sadim Heili Shimushim V'nei Imo B'chol Dine Nido V'yen Achoki אלו שנידו גמורו עושו לילישן על מיתוסו אף הוא כשאינו במיתו וזו מות על לילישן איזה מיתו לחשום דמי אצלי ואפילו בסוד איש אדם all right now we're seeing קופצה לדלת קופצה לדלת is not so short in the tour ילדס מיו כנידו that the ילדס has too much nidah, even if she doesn't see any dam, even if the lady is a lady yabesh. So the halacha is that the fact that she is a yildes, so she has too much nidah. If she's a yildes zohar, she has too much nidah for 7 days without dam, and if she's a yildes nekevo, so she has too much nidah for 14 days. Afilu yilo asda be yildes chay oimeis afilu neif, even if she had a miscarriage, so she's a lady. If the miscarriage fetus is a zoho, so she's neolated 7 days. If the miscarriage fetus is in a cave, she's neolated 14 days. V'chamo yimitu yitu moso, yilere zohot mi yazayin, uvelel ches, tiveles, afilu im shifas, mitir zayin lacha zayin. Now he's discussing the din of the Gemara in the Torah. Uvelel ches, tiveles, afilu, אם שיפס מתר זין לחזין ויכול עמד גימו יומים שאחרה שיבו מותרס לשם אף על פי שרי יבן ולך על עמד גימו אסורו אפילו אם שיפס מתרח למד גימו לך על עמד גימו in other words discussing the deal in the Gemara so בימי תיאה שהיא was מותרס now בימי תיאה שהיא אסורו if she sees that but in the Gemara so בימי תיאה she's mitaras. There is a Russian Rambam that we may teya. So she's asur. If she sees dam, she's asur to him. It's a takonas rabzeire. But most rishonim say, I mean, that takonas rabzeire doesn't apply to it. But the amen rishonim will say that there is takonas agini, and then the shittas Rambam is that it's only minik. That it's only minik. All right. So, but here he's discussing the din of the Gemara. Say, while you may teyar, she was mitaras l'bayo, even if she saw that. So he paskins, everybody paskins like Rav that mayon echot. So the mele, even if she passed from the yemileide into the yemiteyar, she's still mitaras l'bayo. She's still valid mitaras l'bayo because mayon echot, and this is special to Sakoso that she is mitaras. So he says, "Vafilu lachal adam gimu asur afilu mshivas mitzach kolam gimu lachal adam gimu utzricho lifnis mibayu olveilu memalu afilu minerei vayildes nikeivo meyo yudalet uvileyo tesvo tiveles umuteres kol samachvo afilu yishavas mitzach yudalet lachal yudalet. Now, what's the aloche? Utzricho lifreis mibaylo Why should she be pireshes from her husband if she doesn't see any dam? So that's based upon the Gemara, upon the Gemara in Psochim, Daf, Kuf Yud Vei, Kuf Yud Gimel, at the end of Psochim. So the Bes Yosef says, "Umashi kosa vatzricho lifreis mi bayol leil memale vafilu nereyo beferik al Psochim hayishemes al damteya rasur lishamish vichamo omarav eino." So, because of a rosh, we see very kamapeles, we say shenim, who we came in shebealim al damteya, tzrichim nifrei shleim em alef lizocho, veleil pe alef nikevo. Afilu loy roaso, dimitir shehurda lo lisham ish kol imiteya, vafilu tire, chashinon shem damate tire, vilavadaito, lochein yoideeno. Bailo, shilupevis meno lailo zu, bishvil shekol imiteya shavu. In other words, this halacha is not relevant today. But the Torah mentions it because right here he's discussing the ikra de dine, the gemara. So you may tell her she was meteres lebayli if she sees down. So mele, there was this yoke that v'leil memalev, v'leil pi'alev, she should be asur lebayli even if she's there. Why? Because since she has been accustomed in all the meteya to be with the husband, with the husband. So because of that, as this yoke, the Gemara says now be psochim. So even if she knows that she is teiro, she's asur lebayla. In order there should be a heker, he should be put on guard that from now on, so she's not muteres to him indiscriminately. But if she sees them, she has to come zayniki. Mashinkin today that we observe in Miteya, some of there is no reason as to why she should be asur. Libailo, Yimim Aleph, Yim Pei Aleph, when she knows that she's there. Ah. So, Utzricho Livres Libailo, Yimim Aleph, Afil Min Reim, Vayiledes Nikevot, Meo Yudalet, Uvleil Tesvov, Develes of Teres, called Samachvov, Afil Yishivaz, with Ridalet, Lachidalet. Because we pass on like Rav, that my nechot. Ulacha samachvov asura fin yishevaz, mitich samachvov lacha samachvov. And again, as long, bizman chazal, when yimei teya she was muteres, utzricho lifreis mi baal olay upil alef. Afilu in a reyem, vayiledes vimei zivoso, im reye dam belidoso, tzricho zayin ikim midam. Vimei teya she reye behen, ein eilin lo, לסביר, אבל גם אבל פי שאיתר, והוא ידנה כל הילדס, חשוב לסיילדס בזה, וכאן לא נהיה אפשר לצריך לסכם בבולי דם. I mean, that's a מחלקה, as we saw, מחלקה between Rabbi Yudin and Rabbonon. Now, the Rambam paskens, like the Rabbonon of Rabbi Yudin. But the two paskens, we saw it in the previous simon. So the two paskins, like Rabbi Yudeh, that he actually says a kever b'lo idam. So the male of Yidne kol ayil is chshuv is yildi v'zei v'kaim lo yefshu to rakeb b'lo idam. Yil katzir chay zayin ki v'im in reya b'sir zayin shal nimei aleide eilim l'svira zayin ki. In other words, that's a machlekes we learned that in the discussion between Abai and Rome. So yim leide shen reya b'e whether it's eil zayin ki or not. So Abai says that it is eile. I'm sorry. Rove says it is Eile. Abaye says it's not Eile. So all the Rishonim except Rav Netam, they pass through like Rove. Because only Yalkidam. Rav Netam, he holds that this is the Lamed of Yalkidam. So he passes like Abaye. But the two, he doesn't pass like Abaye. He passes like Rove. So the Mele he says, Vim in Reya Viseir Zayin Shal Mi Aleide. Eilim misvira zayin ki. After yodo nikeivo, we roa so mizayin yomim rishenim, we all misvira zim. It doesn't pass like on time, it passes like rove. We roa so mizayin yomim mashniim, eimes iseres. Now, then he says, after yodo nikeivo, we loi roa so mizayin yomim rishenim, we all misvira zim, and that's the Gemara. We had in the discussion, we should fast. The Gemara is the kasha, I'll leave it. I'll leave it alone. So the Gemara says b'shifas, and so she was yelled in the cable, and then she had zayin nikiyim, and then in the second week after the lady, so she saw dam and it continued, the flow continued into the Yemiteya. So he says, after the old on the cape, we will also be Zion Yomi Mashini, the old Holy Sirazibe, we will also be Zion Yomi Mashini, Enos Iseres, the Tiveles, Laha Yudale, Afiloi Posco. So in other words, as the Nisi Kalim point out, that the two says that the two says it according to those who are Baal al Damteya, because as the Rambam says that there are many places. You see, there is a shite that there is a Rosh in Ramban that in Yemei Teyar, that's part and parcel of the Takonis Rabzeir. Then there is a shite, it's not part and parcel of Takonis Rabzeir, but it's Takonis again. And then there is a shite, it's not even Takonis again, it's only Minek. So if it's Minek, so in the places where there is a Minek, there is a Minek. In the places where there is no Minek, there is no Minek. So the Rambam does mention that there is Takonis Hageni, but he says Dovo Zeh Tolu Miminek. In other words, certain places were not mikabel the Takonis Hageni. They're not mikabel. Other Rishenim say that there was not even Takonis Hageni, but the most became so the Atzmon, the Minek, developed. So Mimele, in the places where that Minek did not develop, so Mimele, it's mutel veil al damteya. So anyway, so here when he says after yoldon kevo we roaso bizayin yomi morishen vi olulo lisvira zive vi roaso bizayin yomi mashni einos iseres vi tiveles lacha yudalet afiloi posko. And she doesn't have to count Zayniki. So, the Bais Yosef points out, so, that this has reference, Umashe Kosa. Vim in the rear, this is Zayn Shalim Yalei, in this was Nikim, Poshet Mu, Dayn Korobe, Yomareil. Not like a bike. Umashi goes after the old and came with us, Shiva Yamashin, Ras of Zamish, and his secretary, Bell Zaridalet, Uchon is boy here, with the Rosh, or Matkin, Sugi, the Gmore. This being the excuse. Umashi goes after the Posco, Mivoya, the Rosh, till Bealim, Maldam Teamai. In other words, if we say that God that according to the Shite, that Mitzadim, the Gmore, Dam Teya is not us, and it's only Mitzad Minek, some Mele. Some male places where they are Baal Dam Teya. So the tour has reference to those places. Viochekoma, Avil, Postkom Liris, Mitech Yudalet, Adacha Yudalet, Tidveles the Lil Tesvog, the Mayan Echadu, Vati Rotimose, Vati Rotirose, Umi Yumashikos, Vafil Yoldin Cable, wie Roasso bis ein Jung mache ich. Ich weiß, ich sehe es. Nire. Waffel Jung, wenn ich gehe, wie Roasso bis ein Jung mache ich. Ich weiß, ich sehe es. Nire, ich höre, darf ich die Don, denn ich habe mich mit dem Thea, ich sehe. Denn ich sage, dem Thea, wenn ich los, durch den, die schon wo ich in die Tome hole. Waffel hoch, ich komme, aber ich sehe es. Aber ich habe schon immer gehen. שערי צריך לספר זיין ניקים מפנימה שרוע עשו בשבוע שני ומה יהיה לו מה שסופרו בשבוע ראשי היו כך על כל כך צורך לימה ולא אם היו אלו אלי יגים לי ועל גם תיה ולדידו אף על גב דמשום חומר דרב זירה חשיבה כולם לא שיהיו לי בזייב היינו להצריך על זיין ניקים אחר הלידי אבל מכיוון שסופרו זיין ניקים אז דלחומר דרב זירה ומי שער על דין התלמוד ודין התלמוד הוא שכל שסופרו זין נקיים אף על פי שרוע עשו בשבוע שני אין לסיסר ספיר הזין שסופרו ואין צריך לסביר נקיים בשביל מה שרוע עשו בשבוע שני אלו תבלס ליל תסבוב ומתרס ואפילו לא יפוסקו וכן הדין ממש או עדנה ועיני הגמלים על דמתיה ולדידו לא יחמירו זה So he says Yef Chalemake, Shari Tzricho Lisper Zayniki. So Memele, when he says, that Viro O Ivi, after Yodan Kiva Viroas of Izay Yomim Rishani, Viro Lisfira Zive, Viroas of Izay Yomim Ashlin, Enes Iseres, Vitiveles La Halidalet, Afilo Loy Posko, and it's not Seise, in other words, he doesn't have to count Zayniki in you. So that's only Bimokim where they're not Machmir and Damtea. Then he says the two, the Aramban Kosar, Shesiseres, Utsricho Shivanikim, Misha Tifsik. Now, so the Pashtes is that when the two says that in the name of the Ramban, that Shesiseres, Utsricho Shivanikim, Misha Tifsik, because the Ramban Rishitose, the Ramban Shite is that Dam Teyar was Nesa Mitzat HaKones Chazal. So Memele, if it was Nesa Mitzat HaKones Chazal, so Memele, if she saw Dam, whether she saw Dam in the Yemelede, or she saw Dam in the Yemeteya, so she has to count Zayin Nikim and Detri as Dam itself. But the first Loshin, that's from the Rosh, he holds that Dam Teyar was not Nesa, by Rav Takones Rav Zeire. And even by that game, it was not Nesa. And it's totally Biminek. So Mimele is reference to those places where they are Be'al Damteya. So Mimele, he says, that if they are Be'al Damteya, so one could say that since she's a Yeledes B'Zeiv, and she saw Dam, in the Yemelede, and then continued into Yemeteya, so before she was Tiveles, she had the Rias Dam. So the Mele should be Seiseya. So Kamashlo no. Now, when we learned this Kusim, so we mentioned the Shidas Rishayim, the Dagwe Ismaimen mentions. In the name of the Sefer HaTrumo and the Mordechai, Yishmue says that that's the Shita of the Riv. Tesves, Tafla Midvogo Medalek. Toshma, the letters be safe, she's off only top. Viroas, Holko Bishamel, she doesn't be silly, she doesn't. Bishlim, I don't mind Echo, she mocked Tamalach Vyovich. A lady, don't ask me my own, say, I'm my Tamalach Vyovich. Omalach Lady, I know the Amrek Tanaki Shovit, the boy is saying, maybe she fast. Vosof Okotone, Hochemi, let us in the cave of his Evaskino. The Shavua Kamo Posco, Shavua Basra Loy Posco, because Sova, you really do a shame, Reben, Elmo, the Sirazi Voso. So Tesu says, we come in Rabbit Tam, the letters be safe. אוי בזמן הזה, דיכול אנושים חשבינון, כי ילדס בזייב, שזייב חינך הימיתם מסלעים דשיבוניקים, ויראו הסובים ניטייה, כדם תפילה אין נסיסרס, דאומר הוכה, וכירו עשו שבוע שלישי, דלו איסוסו, אף על גב דדם תומי, כל שכן, יריאז דם תיה, אין נסיסרס, דאפילו ביסיל דמיתם אלך ויובש, מיידים דאוצו מסבירוסו, ומכאן אין להכיח על זו ראשים גלנס, שסוף חוזיים ניקים וירו עשו שלו טיסטר, דיקל המימה, דהוכה דווקא ליסוסו, משום דרי יזו אין גרמס לתומי, דכל שבועיים תמאים בלעבוכה, ואף אגב בשבוע גימו גירו לתומה מכל מוקים נעשה בסנידה ולעזובי, וכשתפסק תירו מיד, ומכל מוקים נראה, דהי שדאו מנם אלי ססלו, ומסתבר די הסתירה מיילס אלו בשיח החשבן, כדום הבא חתיתה של איתום המפסקת ביניהם, אבל אך הספיר אלוי, מי הוא לדידום, די סליחום כדי רב זהירה, פשיטה די זיסרס, דו אפילו טוב לו ורוע עשו, צריכו זי ניקי, זי ניקי, so this we says here, prior to the takone of that, the damteya is tome, prior to takone. Whether it's tome because of takones habzeire or because of takones againim or because of minik, but prior to the time when it became tome. So still Taisa discusses the question that perhaps even though damteya is muter, but if she saw dam in the Yemeteya before the Tvile, perhaps it says there the Zion Kim that she can't. So Teisves deduces from this Gemore that it's not Seisa. So then Teisa says, so from this Gemore it's only a Raya that it's not Seisa. That the Riyah in Yemeteya is not Seisa. Or the Riyah in the Yemelede is not Seisa. Because the Riyah in Yemeteya is a real teiro. It's the dam is dam toy. So that's why it's not seisa. So that's muchach from this gemara that it's not seisa. But and even the ri and yemelede, the dam is a dam tomei. But it's not mechadish anything in the status of the woman, because a yeldes in yemelede is tomei anyway, even if she doesn't see dam. So mele it cannot be seisa. Mashi, but that's no raye. That a regular Zobek Dele, if she counted Zaynikim, she counted Zaynikim, and let's say Sunday was the last day of the Zaynikim, she was able to go Tvile Sunday night, but she didn't go Tvile Sunday night, and then on Monday she saw Dam. So there we could say, even though from this Gemara it's Muchach, that the Riyah in the Yemelede and the Riyah in the Yemeteya is not Zaysaya, so we could say, because a Riyah Yemeteya, also the dam is dam toya. A Riyah Yemeleide, even though the dam is a dam tomei, but it's not mechadish anything. So he says, the Riyah Zui Nigeremes Letumba, the whole Shuaim Meim Lavoch. Masheik, so that's the reason as to why it cannot be Seisya. Masheik came a regular Zobek Dehoi, who counted the Zayniki. And let's say Sunday was the last day of the Zayniki. But she didn't go Tvile Sunday night. And Monday she had the Riyah's dam, maybe that Riyah is Seisya, and she'll have to start counting Zaynikim anew. I mean, we are discussing it prior to the Takone of Reb Zeire. Because after the Takone of Reb Zeire, it doesn't make any difference. This is what Jesus says at the end. So she has to count Zaynikim and the Riyah that she sees on Monday. But prior to the Takone of Reb Zeire. So Mimele, if Sunday was the last day, he said it was last day. So if it's not, and then Monday she has a Riyah's dam, and Monday is still in the Yudalef Yem Sheben Idel Nide. So if we say it's not Seisya, she'll only have to count one day. But if we say it's Seisya L'mafreya, so she'll have to count 7 days in you. So Teisa says, from this Gemara there is only a Raya that the Riyah in the Yemelede and the Riyah in the Yemeteya is not Seisya. Because a Riyah in Yemeteya, so it's Damtoya. A Riyah in Yemelede is Damtomei, but it's not Gerim any Tome because she's Tmeyo anyway for the duration of Yemelede. Masheinke, a Riyah after the Zaynikim, so it is Gerim Tome, maybe it's Seisya Mafreya. So then Teisa says, the mistabre the instira meyeles elo b'sich hacheshkech ki nigoma ve'achatito shal yituma mafsekes b'neyem aval achasvire aval achasvire lo. So Teisa said it in Tzaraswar, even though there is no raya from the Gemara in regard to this question. From this Gemara we only have a raya that the Rie in the Yemileide, if a woman has already counted Zayniki, let's say she's a Yeledes Nekeva, Yeledes Nekeva, but she stopped bleeding the first day of the labor, and then the second day was a clean day. So then from the second day till the eighth day inclusive, she counted 7 clean days, and then on the 14th day she had the flow, and she was shifas into the 15th day and into the 15th day. So then she can be tivelis. We are talking prior to the takone of Rav Zeire. So she can be tivelis and she is mutaris. We do not say that even prior to takones Rav Zeire, but in this case, since she was yeledes bizei, so she had to count zayniki. True, she counted, but she had the rias dam before she became teiro, before tvile. So maybe it should be seisal mafreya. We don't see it. So for that, we have a raya from this gemara. But how about the other case? A regular zavik deire. So then, on the eighth day, after this, so before she went to Vile, suppose she went to Vile, and then on the eighth day, she sees Dam, so she has to count one clean day, she marries him, but suppose she didn't go to Vile on the night after the last day of the Zayniki, and then the morning, she saw Dam, so we still could say that it's Eisel Mafreya, she'll have to count Zayniki, not just she marries him in one clean day. But Teisa says, Mr. Nasvore, that once she fulfilled the count, even though she wasn't developed, there is no stira. Stira is only shayach. Is only shayach before she finished counting 7 days. But if she finished counting 7 days, even though she didn't go to Tvile, then there is no stira. That's Teisa Shi. But the Rashbo in the Chidushim, I mentioned that when we learned Meiskosim. When the Rashbo in the Chedushi mentions in the name of Rabbi Yehine, so he says, in the case, now, and we are discussing it in connection with a woman prior to Takonis Rav Zeire, because after Takonis Rav Zeire, so it's not Chayach, so she has to count Zayikim anyway, Midrabon. We are discussing it from the point of view of Midrais. It can be even after Takonis, now, the question is it, does she have to count Zaynikim with Rabbonim because of Takonis Rav Zeire, or she has to count Zaynikim with Raise because it says it? So, Rabbi, so Teisa Shita is, she does not have to count Zaynikim with Raise. It's not a Salma Freya. But now with Rabbonim she has to count Zaynikim. And the Rabbi Yehine says that a regular Zovek Dele who counted Zaynikim, and she didn't go to Vile, and then the next day she had the Rie. So it says Salma Freya mid Raise, she has to count Zaynikim. Bashein came, a Yeledes Bizeiv, who counted Zaynikim at the beginning of the Emelede, Yeledes Nikim of Bizeiv. And then she started to have a flow, and it continued into the Emiteya. So then she can be Tiveles, and she's with Teres Lebailo, and she does not have to count Zaynikim. Why? Because if a regular Zobek Deile has a Rie, so it's a Rie that is Gerem Tume. So the Mele, it can be Seisal Mafreya too. That's the Sheet of Rabbi Yehine. Contrary to the Sheet of Thesis. Mashein Kei, if the Rie took place in Yemeleide, so it's not Gerem any Tume because she's Tmeo for the duration of Yemeleide anyway. Or if the Rie takes place in Yemiteya, so it's Damtoe, it's not Gerem any Tume. So the Mele, it cannot be Seisal Mafreya. That's the Sheet of Rabbi Yehine. But Rabbi Yehine is made that the Rie in the Yemeleide, after the woman, the Yeledes Bizeiv, has counted Zaynikim, is not Seisal Mafreya. A Rie in Yemiteya, before Tvile, is not Seisal Mafreya. Rabbi Yehine is made because of the Raya from this Gemara. Then we saw that the Shite of the Sifra Trumo, and according to Mordechai, the Shite of the Rif in Shmues, that even even a re-imitea, if a woman counted Zai, a Yeletis Bizein, she was a Yeletis Bizein, and she counted Zai Likin because she stopped bleeding the first day of the Lede, and then from the second day until the eighth day, so she had 7 clean days, and then it was already the 15th day, but she wasn't in Velas yet. And she had the rears down, so the Sifat Truma says that it's a Selim Afreya Midraise, the Zayniki. This is the Mordechai's Pshat in the Rif in Shuez, and is the Shite of the Sifat Truma. The Abba Yismaimi mentions it. Now the Rif in Hilchas Lida Perek Sheni Shuvos, so he says, V'yochel name avdinum b'meitei ad yildes, v'yafel gav dikaimu kirav doma mayinechadu, v'ateirot imosi v'ateirot rosei, kivim di ike yildes b'zei, v'itzchi rashi v'nikim meitei ar avdinum name achoki yisere, kirav zere, v'chol dam dechazi b'meitei ar yasme lo shi v'nikim, u'posahoch etavu m'mikim. So there are two pshotim. So the Mordechai says here, he has the lotion of the Mordechai. Lotion Mordechai, v'ani o yisi sovo, the Rif bo le'oser oleinu damtea. The Rif could be explained that all he means is that Rav Zeira, just as he was misaki, that whenever a woman sees dam, whether it's Yimini Yimizive, so she has to be treated like Yizomik Deile, and Count Aimikin, so he was also Misakin Rav Zeire, that he will be Meitea if she sees dam, so she has to count Aimikin. So that's the reason as to why the Rif says that if she saw dam Yimitea, she has to count Aimikin. So that's the Mordechai. So the Mordechai says he thought this is the Pshat in the Rif. In other words, the Rif cheating is like the Rambam's. That Rav Zeire was Misakin, that even dam Yimitea, so she should have a din of Izomidele. So she has to count Aimikin, not because it says Salam Afreya, but this Chia itself makes her into Izomik Deile. But, Loshemodachai Vaniyo Yisisobo Derim Polo Osir Olin Adamteya. Ve'omo Li Aram, now it's Rami Am Rutenberg, so the Mordechai says, Vimeilom Li Olo Aldas Orif Le'esir Adamteya. Because Rav Zeire did not Misakein, was not Misakein, the Damteya should be Tom. Elo, the Sfira Leid Be'eimu Utvile Tali Rachmoni, Ki Damrim Am Perik Neiskusi, וכל זמן של יטוב לו, הפילוסופרו שימו ניקים, ושוב רו עשו, צריכו להרזיר וליספר זייר, ובוסר הוכה טוב. אבו, בוסר התפילה, הווה אדם טויה וניסייס. So the Rav Rutenberg told the Mordechai, no, that's not the Pshat in the Rif. The Rif is made that the Riyah Yimitea is not Tomei Midinei Gmar. She's Muteres Lebayo. And if, let's say, she counted, she was a Yeledes Vizay, and she counted Zayimikin, and then she went Tvile, and then, let's say, the night of the 15th, she went Tvile, and then later, she saw Dam, so she doesn't have to count Zayimikin. But when the Rif says that the Yemitea, she has to count Zayimikin, the Rif has reference to a case where she didn't go Tvile as yet. But she, in the Yemelede, she counted Zayinikin. And then she didn't go Tvile. And then on the 15th day, without going Tvile, so she saw Dam. Then it is says El Mafreya the Zayinikin. Because since we pass like Misilel, that Beyemu Tvile Tola Rachmone, so Memele it means, that until there is Tvile, so Memele she can, it's still Yemelede. So Memele, it's still Yemelede until there is Tvile. So if it's still Yemelede, so the Riyah's Dam is not a Riyot Eiro, it's a Riyot Meyo. So Memele it's Eisal Mafreya. But according to Teisves, so even a Riyah in Yemelede cannot be Eisal Mafreya because it's not Mechadish and Yutume, because she's Meyo anyway for the duration of the Yemetume. That's the sheet of Teisves. But the Rif sheet is no, that a Riyah in the Yemelede certainly can be Seisar Limafreya. But even in the Yemeteya, if she didn't go Tvile as yet, since according to Bisilel, so it's Beyeme with Tvile Tal Rachmone, so Mimele it's Seisar Limafreya. That's the sheet of the Rif. Now, the Rashbo. So when the Rashbo mentions the Shita of Rabbi Yehine, the Chiddush Rashbo, the Flamed Zayin in Nidin, when he mentions the Shita of Rabbi Yehine, that vis-a-vis Yizobik Deile, who counted Zayinikim, and then after she counted Zayinikim, before she went Tvile, she had the Riyas Dam, then it's Yisrael Mafreya Midrais. But vis-a-vis Yeledes Bezeiv, who counted Zayinikim, and then she saw Dam, in the Yemelede, and it continued into Yemeteya before the Tvile. So then, it's not Yisrael Mafreya. That's the sheet of Rabbi Yehine. So, and the Raya of Rabbi Yehine is the Gemara in Neskusi, the same Raya that Teitzus mentions. So the Rashbo says, no, it's no Raya. In other words, that would be a Teretz and the Kasha that is raised against the Rif. The Rif Shite is that the Raya Yemeteya before Tvile is Yisrael Mafreya. The Zayinikim, and she has to start counting the new Zayinikim in the Raise, but the Kashi is from this Gemore. So the Rashbo says it's no Raya, because here the Gemore says, the Gemore's Kashi is Bishleim Lerav, the Omamayin Echotu, Mishimoch, Mitamelach, Yovish. El Levi Domash Nimayon is saying, Amai Mitamelach Vyovish, Omelach Levi, Amo Damrek Tanisham, Boy Sevi Shifas. So, where does the Gemara say here that she doesn't have to start counting Zainikim and you? The Gemara is just explaining why it's Mitamelach Yovich, according to Leib. But in Achaname, takes it for granted. He says, the Afilu Misilo Dimtamelach Yovich made him the also Misviros. The Gemara doesn't say it. The Gemara doesn't say it. So this is what the Rashba says. The Efsha, the Obisila, also Sphere. Gemara doesn't say that she doesn't have to count Zainikim. Alright, so in other words, so we have several sheets. One sheet is, and then the Agos Maimon mentions in the Agos Maimon mentions that if we pass that the Agos Maimon mentions that if we pass like Abaye, that Yemelede Shemereya Ben, Eneilu Lisvira Zivoso, so then, as the way Rabbi Tam does, so then a Yeldes Bizeif will have to make two Tvilas. One Tvila will be right after the Yemelede, after Yemelede, in order to terminate Yemelede, and then, so the Miteya will begin. And after that, she will have to start counting Zainikim. And then, after the Zainikim, there'll be another Tvile, and she'll be Miteres Labayim. Anyway, so we see that it's not such a double portion that there is no Riyah that can be Seis Alam Afreya. First of all, most Rishenim hold that there is no Riyah can be Seis Alam Afreya. A Riyah can only be Seis Zainikim if it's in the midst of a Zainikim. But if the Zainikim, the count was already completed, but she didn't go Tefillah, so then Eriyeh, after the count was realized, even before Tefillah, so it cannot be Seis Alam Afreya. That's the sheet of most Rishonim. And even in Izovik Dele, who has Eriyeh's down before Tefillah, on the eighth day, after the seventh day of the Zainikim, cannot be Seis Alam Afreya either. But then, the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda is that is a big day if she has a Riyah. After the seventh day before Tefillah, it is Seisal Mafreya. But a Riyah in Leiteya before Tefillah is not Seisal Mafreya. And then the sheet of the Rabbi Rutenberg in the Rif is that even a Riyah in Yemeteya before Tefillah can be Seisal Mafreya. Seisal Mafreya. Now, here the Torah says at first, So obviously, when he says Enos Yiseres, V'tivelis Lacha Yudaled, and she doesn't have to count Zainikim, so what does it mean? It means, first of all, the two accords with the Shite, that Yemiteya Dam Teya is not Tomei Midra Mitzat HaKones Ramzeire, and even Mitzat HaKones HaGenim, it's still Tolu Biminek, and he has reference to a place where it's Be'alim, where they don't observe Yemiteya, where it's Be'alim Al Dam Yemiteya. So Mimele, he says that even though she saw the Dam in the Yemiteya, he says in other words, on the 14th day she started to bleed and it continued into the 15th day. It continued to the 15th day. So she can be developed and she's Miteres Labayim. So mitzad the takone of Yedam Toy Dam Yemiteya. So the Torah has reference to the Mikemes who are Be'alim Be'imeteya. Al Damteya. But the question is, if there, if this, if the Torah had agreed with the shita of the Ram Rutenberg in the Rif, so then midraise she would have to count Zaynikim again, because it's Esel Mafreya. In view of the fact, in view of the fact that she saw the dam before the Tvile, Vitiveles Lacha Yudaled Afilu Loi Posko, so she had a Rias dam before the expiration of the 14th day, and it continued into the 15th day. So he says, "Vitiveles lach yudalid afilu loy posko." So, in other words, the Torah certainly does not agree with the shita of the Rif. Now, then he says, "Veramban kosav shesisere sutzricho shiva nikim shetipsik." V'adini oviyoroza al koretz kosak isvarishim. So the Ramban, if we consider the Ramban by itself, without taking notice the Ramban shita in Nidin, so then the Ramban could be explained in two ways. One way of explaining the Ramban, when the Ramban says that the Ramban agrees with the shita of the Rif, so maybe midraise it says, midraise it says, but that's one way. But the Ramban in the Chidushim Anide does not agree with the shita of the Rif. So he says that the Ramban shita is that the Riyah Yimeteya is not Seiseya, is not Seiseya Mafreya the Zayniki that she count. All right, so you could say maybe the Ramban here is not in accordance with his own shita. But then there is another way of explaining the Ramban. The Ramban doesn't mean she Seiseya Tzri Rashiva Nikiya Mishatif Seik, because it's Seiseya Mafreya, even though he uses the Loshon she Seiseya. But the Ramban shita is that Reb Zeire was misakein that even Damteya is coming. So Mimele, she has to count Zaynikim in you on the basis of that Riyah, not on the basis of Siseres L'mafreya. Even though the Ramban uses the Rosh Siseres, but he doesn't mean Siseres L'mafreya. He means that the fact that she counted Zaynikim in the Yimeleide is futile. It has no significance, because she had a Riyah in the Yimeteya, and Mitzad et HaKonos Reb Zeire, a Riyah in the Yimeteya makes her into his Ovid Mure. So that's why he uses the Loshon Siseres, not in the sense of Siseres L'mafreya, Midraise, but Midrabonon she eats Siseres, because she has to count Zaynikim on account of the Riyah in the Yimeteya. That's the better pshat in the Ramban, because otherwise the Ramban here will be in conflict with the Ramban shita in the Chiddushim. All right. V'adeni lo v'yorozal kosav kisvor harishon. Kosav Ramban. Af al pi shemina teiro mutal liveil. Al dam teya kolorei etipas dam afu usich mea teya tei shiv shivonikim v'arei hu bichlal chimea sheachmiru bnei Yisroel al atzmon. אף על פי שבמקצס מקיימס נהגים כולה בדמתיה כבר הסכימו הגנים ויוסו סמיכו והחרימו על מי שיעסקי. So, in other words, here the Ramban, from this Ramban it's משמע that it's only מצד תקונס הגנים, not מצד תקונס רבזיר. But there is an apparent stira in the lotion of the Ramban. First it says like this. כל הורי הטיפס דם אפילו בשיח מיטי עתי שפשי וניקים והרי הוא בכלל חיים שהחמיר הוא בני סיסרוי לעצמו. Who uses that expression? Reb Zeire uses that expression. בני סיסרוי להחמיר על עצמו. That is the expression that is coined by Reb Zeire. So, the fact that he says והרי הוא בכלל חיים שהחמיר הוא בני סיסרוי על עצמו tends to indicate that according to Ramban מדינה דגמורה she has to count Zaynikim if a woman sees דם in the Yemeteya. But then he says, after Pisha Migimtsas became his Nia Gimkure, Vidamteya, Kvor Iskimu Agenim, Vosu Smicho, Vechrimu Al Mishe Yaseke. Al Mishe Yaseke. So, U Baalochas Kosav Shabu Nazele Yagim Vidamteya Al Dinteya. Vekim Kosav Aramba, Shetomu Mine, Kubashki Ritzof as Neim Beheta. So, if there is a still Neo Bey, the answer is, the two mentions that Roshan because the Ramban is two Rishayas. One motion in the Ramban is that the Damteya is Osea Mitzat Takonis Rav Zeire, Midin Igmor. Another motion is that Rav Zeire was not Misake in regard to Damtea. But he says it's certainly also Bismase. So that's why he mentions Vareyu Bichlal Chimna Shechmiru Bnei Yisrael Atzmon. I mean, that's the Ikashit of the Rambam. And even if we'll say that Rav Zeira wasn't Misakim, but L'chol HaPoches, according to Rambam, we must say that Mitzat HaKones HaGeni Mitzosah. Since Mitzat HaKones HaGeni Mitzosah, so again, he has to count Zayin Kiyim. Let it be because of the HaKones HaGeni. So that's why he uses both Lashenes. First he says, V'ariyu B'chol Chim Vashach Mirum Nis Yisrael HaAtzmo. And then he says, Kvor Iskim HaGeni. In other words, it means he is disposed towards the Shite that it's part and parcel of Takones Rav Zeira. But even if you'll be obstinate and you'll say, Rav Zeira's Takone did not cover Yemei Teya. Rav Zeira's Takone only applies to Eriye's Dam, Shaloi Yemei Teya. So whether it is Yemei Zive or Yemei Nide, whether once or three times, she has a din of his own daily. There's a Takone of Rav Zeira. But it doesn't apply to Yemei Teya. So even if you say like that, L'chol HaPoches Kvor Iskimu HaGeni, V'yosu Smicho, V'yachrimu Al Mishi Yaski, U'bal HaLoches Kosav, Sham Zimazen Liyagim Dam Tiyah Vindiyo, V'chim Kosav HaRambam, Shetol B'mine, G'vashkin Zvi Tzofas, Leigim Beheter, Eino Yisho, Now he starts discussing Dam Tiyah. Eino Yisho, Dmei Aleide, Achi Yigome Yotzur HaSavlat, Ve'in Tzur HaSavlat, Nigmeres bipoches memalef lizocho upeyalef linkeim upeyalef linkeim. Now he mentions something strange, inexplicable in the name of the Rambam. But the Torah that Bez Yosef says that Zitoy Sefer, it's obviously Zitoy Sefer because we don't find any difference in regard to Tumas Leide as to whether the miscarriage was a miscarriage. We do find, of course, a difference in Tumas Leide between a miscarriage